It's time for an MCCL update on Food for Thought, and we're happy to have as our special guest Father Michael Airey, the associate pastor at St. Philip's in Bemidji. And Father Michael, thank you very much for joining us here on Food for Thought. We appreciate your time, and you have a very special story to pass along to our listeners this morning. It's an adoption story that I know is a very special one, and thanks again for joining us on Food for Thought.
Yeah, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Okay, well, tell us about the story, because I know a lot of people are going to be interested in it.
Yeah, so I am adopted, and my biological parents, their names were Gary and Judy, and they were pursuing careers actually in Hollywood to become actors. And they were together in a relationship, and Judy found out that she was pregnant with me. And she knew that kind of pursuing the career in Hollywood would be just more challenging and difficult with a child. And what was interesting about that story, I found out later on in life, is that Gary wanted to marry Judy, and Judy wasn't really open to marrying Gary at the time. And so she was, I think, persuaded in many ways, and maybe by the culture, and especially the Hollywood culture, to even have an abortion or just terminate the pregnancy in some capacity, knowing that carrying a child for 9 months would certainly derail maybe her progress in the industry. And so she actually left Southern California for some time and came back to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area where her family was, and they supported her on the journey with pregnancy with me, and she decided to give me up for adoption. As difficult as the decision that was even for her, she gave me up for adoption, and she went through an organization called Catholic Charities, and she gave me up for adoption. Within about 5 weeks or so after giving birth to me, my parents adopted me, and their names are Stephen and Beverly. And so Stephen and Beverly weren't able really to have children, and so they were in the process of looking for a child to adopt for many years. It was quite a lengthy process for them as well. And so I arrived in their arms about 5 weeks after I was born. And I grew up just in a very loving household, and it was wonderful. And as young as I can remember, my parents told me that I was adopted and what that meant. And I entered into what's called a closed adoption, which means I don't have contact with my biological parents during my childhood and upbringing, but at the age of 19, Catholic Charities would have allowed me to seek out my biological parents if I chose to do that. And usually the biological parents during that course of time may decide to send Catholic Charities or the adoption agency some information regarding like where they live and their demographics in case their children want to look for them when they get older. And so my mom and dad, Bev and Stefan, they really just supported me through so many years and just talked to me about the importance of adoption and the beauty of adoption, the beauty of life. And as I was getting older, as I was approaching the age of 18, finally my 18th birthday, my mother, Beverly, gave me a letter that she received, not personally, but through the adoption agency, I believe, from Judy, who was just writing to the adoption agency and updating her information where she was in life, with the hopes that one day she would meet me. And so on my 18th birthday, I got to read that letter, and it was just very powerful. Both my parents just wanted to support me in that pursuit if I decided to do that. So around the age of 19, I was able to acquire the contact information for Judy, at least. There wasn't any information, to my knowledge, for Gary at that time. And so I started reaching out to her and communicating with her by letter, by writing letters. And then we eventually moved towards phone calls. And then eventually, towards my last year or two of college, I met her in person, face to face. And it was a good experience. She was very open and welcoming. But yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you what that interchange what was like with her. And were you a little nervous beforehand or not so much?
Yeah, I think it was more of excitement. To meet her, maybe some nerves, if I recall, many years ago now, but I think I was just excited and just looking forward to that encounter. And it was a good encounter. She was just very hospitable, very kind, She was just so open and transparent about everything from the very beginning. And I found out a lot about who I was and different things, different traits that I had that I didn't know where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me a lot about Gary and their careers. And I also found out that she actually had two other boys. Two other men. So she gave up her first boy for adoption. His name is Jonathan. Then she had me and gave me up for adoption. Then she had a third boy named Grant, and she kept him. And I do believe that just the process of going through adoption is difficult for all parties involved in different ways. I think for her to give up a third child for adoption was just very heavy and very difficult. So she decided to keep her third child and try to raise him as a single mother. And so I was able to meet him, Grant, and that was a wonderful experience. Just to kind of, in a certain way, be sort of a big brother for him.
Right.
And then got to know them for a while. I got to know her family, so her parents and her siblings and her extended family for some time.
Now, you mentioned you were in communication via letters and telephone calls. Had you seen any pictures of her before, or was that the first time when you saw her personally?
Yeah, that was the first time. Yep. So meeting her was the first time seeing her. And then after I met her, she did provide some photos and some videos and different things of her growing up and also of her in her younger days. Even she gave me headshots, right, that they would have that they would use in Hollywood for casting. And so she gave me headshots actually of Gary and her just to see about how old they were when they would have had me. And so that was kind of cool. And so, yeah, they provided some really great information. I mean, they were in some movies. They were, you know, to TV commercials. And then I was able to kind of pick up some different things. I liked writing myself. I enjoyed poetry. I enjoyed kind of some acting in some capacities. And I could see where I maybe acquired some of those traits from them. And some even artwork. I loved art, and I still do. And they were both very artistic in different ways. So.
Our guest on Food for Thought is Father Michael Airy, the associate pastor at St. Philip's over in Bemidji. And Father, when it comes to adoption, there are so many families out there looking for children. And your story is certainly a very successful story when it comes to adoption. But boy, there are a lot of families out there looking, aren't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think not everyone can necessarily have children. And, you know, people, I think, in their hearts and souls, they long to, in many ways, be parents in some capacity. And there's a great need for it. And, of course, there's just a lot of children in the world that are looking for a home as well and looking to be raised with love and kindness and tenderness and just to experience the gift that life is. And I was grateful to experience that and continue to experience it. Every day is a gift, and I really see it as such.
It's really not always the case, though, where a child wants to meet the biological parents or vice versa, is it?
That's correct. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I've known other people who have been adopted who did not have the intention to meet their biological parents, and of course, I've met other adoptees who have wanted maybe to meet their parents, and the parents didn't want to meet them. So yeah, you're absolutely right that that can be the case. And so you just never know what's going to happen in those situations. But my hope and prayer is for all those people out there that they can find some peace in the process somewhere and know that they were loved and are loved, and that I'm always happy to even talk to anyone who's been adopted and just share my story and also just to hear their story, because we all have a different journey along the way.
Oh, absolutely. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up our conversation?
No, it was wonderful. It was just, again, just a gift to be adopted, a gift to know that my biological mother just made a very difficult decision in many different ways. And again, just grateful for my parents, whom I love very much. And it's been a wonderful journey with lots of unknowns, but beautiful gifts that have come forth from that. And I'm just, like I said, grateful every day. The gift of life. I'm grateful, and thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. Again, Father Michael Airy, the associate pastor at St. Philip's in Bemidji, our guest on Food for Thought this morning and our MCCL update. And thanks again, and you have a nice day.
You as well. Thank you so much.